et tout. Et ensemble, elles travaillent dans une entreprise. À l'heure de la pause, elles discutent des conditions de travail de leurs mères respectives. Écoutons leur conversation et répondons aux questions. Vous allez répondre vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. La mère de Ziba a toujours été assistée par son mari. 2. Le père de Metou considère ses enfants comme des soldats. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quelles étaient les tâches quotidiennes de la mère de Ziba? 2. Pourquoi le père de Metou est-il surnommé « Commander » 3. Quel est le métier de la maman de Metou? Vous entendrez les deux amies discuter des conditions de travail de leur mère respective en utilisant la phrase « would » pour exprimer l'habitude dans le passé. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Ah. Me too, my dear. A penny for your thoughts?
What do you mean, Ziba?
It's just an expression. I was wondering what you're thinking about.
Well, you know, my mother is old now, and she has spent most of her time caring for us.
What was her job?
She was a housewife. She would always spend all of her time cooking or doing the daily chores.
That's a busy life. I hope she didn't have to wash or iron all the clothes, too. I hate that.
Indeed, she used to do all those things. She would wake up early, wash the children, sweep the yard, cook lunch, and take care of us all day long.
Who would take care of her? Your father? What would he do?
Father would rarely help her. He would just sit down and give orders.
Is that why you called him Commander?
Exactly. He believes we are his soldiers.
Well, Metou, I believe I'm luckier than you. My father and mother used to work together. They would always help each other.
Well, I think I must be very clear to Yahya before our marriage. He won't be my commander.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Ziba et Metou. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. La mère de Ziba a toujours été assistée par son mari. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le père de Metou considère ses enfants comme des soldats. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quelles étaient les tâches quotidiennes de la mère de Ziba? Laver le linge, laver les enfants, balayer la cour et prendre soin d'eux. 2. Pourquoi le père de Metou est-il surnommé « Commander » Parce qu'il ne faisait que donner des ordres. 3. Quel est le métier de la maman de Metou? Elle est femme au foyer. Vous avez entendu ces phrases qui expriment l'habitude dans le passé avec le mot would ou l'expression used to. Par exemple, she would always spend all of her time cooking. She used to do all those things. Répétez ces autres phrases parlées par Metou et Ziba. Father would rarely help her. She would wake up early.
My father and mother used to work together. They would always help each other.
Et vous, qu'aviez-vous l'habitude de faire et que vous ne faites plus? Venons d'entendre certaines activités domestiques d'une femme au foyer. Retenez les phrases. Laver le linge. Wash the clothes. Laver les enfants. Wash the children. Balayer la maison. Sweep the house. Prendre soin de. To take care of. Vous venez d'entendre les deux amis parler de leurs parents. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines activités domestiques. Vous avez enfin entendu comment exprimer l'habitude dans le passé avec « would » et « used to ». À très bientôt ! Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de la leçon suivante, vous apprendrez comment dire au revoir et merci à des gens que vous venez de rencontrer. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Tracteur, Martin Lerner va faire ses adieux. Ensuite, il va remercier plusieurs personnes qu'il a rencontrées à l'aéroport.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Montgomery.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Phil Russell. He's the supervisor.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
He's a reporter, Phil.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Hello. We've met. I'm Martin Lerner.
I'm Rajesh Sharma. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Please write your name for me. Thanks. Goodbye, Mr. Sharma.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Mr. Wang.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
La façon la plus simple de dire au revoir à quelqu'un, c'est de dire simplement goodbye. Écoutez bien.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharma. Goodbye, Mr. Wang.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Maintenant, pouvez-vous dire goodbye à ces personnes?
Goodbye.
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 Hello, Miss Cosby.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Avoca Bedford.
Pardon?
Avoca Bedford.
Hello. Please write your name for me. Avoca Bedford. Thanks. What do you do?
She's a painter.
Goodbye, Miss Bedford. Goodbye, Miss Cosby.
Goodbye. Martin, this is Betsy Steele.
We've met. Hello, Miss Steele.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Who are you?
Boyd Rafisi. Who are you?
This is Martin Lerner. He's a reporter.
Boyd?
Boyd Rafisi.
Please write your name for me.
Boyd is a painter, too.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Steele.
Goodbye.
Pouvez-vous demander à quelques-unes de ces personnes d'écrire leur nom quand elles se présentent ou quand on les présente? Écoutez encore deux exemples.
I'm Boyd Rafisi.
Please write your name for me.
This is Avoca Bedford.
Please write your name for me.
Maintenant, demandez-leur d'écrire leur nom.
I'm Betsy Steele.
I'm Dinah Cosby.
I'm Martin Lerner. Who are you?
I'm Andy Hendricks. We've met.
Oh, please write your name for me. Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mrs. Montgomery, thank you for your time.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Et maintenant, une petite révision. Pour dire au revoir, goodbye. Goodbye. Les noms, attendant, employé ou assistant, controller, contrôleur, communications director, directeur des communications. Pronoms, both, tous les deux, deux personnes ou deux choses. Par exemple, Martin and Jim are both reporters. Martin et Jim sont tous les deux journalistes. Both reporters write. Les deux journalistes écrivent. Autre mot. Your name. Votre nom. Write your name. Écrivez votre nom. Write it, please. Écrivez-le, s'il vous plaît. Your time. Votre temps. Thank you for your time. Merci pour votre temps. Ou plutôt, le temps que vous avez passé. Pour mieux profiter de ces émissions, nous vous conseillons si possible de répéter à haute voix. Vous êtes en privé, n'ayez pas peur. Vous apprendrez à dire au revoir et à remercier des personnages dont vous venez de faire connaissance.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lerner.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Mr. Bishop, please.
Certainly.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bishop.
Hello, Martin. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
This is Tony Adler.
We've met. I'm Martin Lerner.
You're a reporter.
Yes. What do you do?
I'm Assistant Communications Director.
Pardon?
Assistant Communications Director.
Please write it for me. Please write your name for me. Thanks. Goodbye, Tony. Goodbye, Mr. Bishop. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Goodbye, Martin.
Thank you for your time, Mrs. Gabrielli.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye.
Quand une personne prend le temps de vous aider, c'est poli de la remercier pour le temps qu'elle vous a accordé. Thank you for your time. Écoutez encore, Martin.
Goodbye, Mr. Bishop. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time, Mrs. Gabrielli.
Et maintenant, remerciez cette personne pour le temps qu'il ou elle a passé avec vous.
Goodbye.
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 Hello, Martin.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? This is Cheryl Gordon. She's a controller.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
He's a reporter, Cheryl. I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks. Goodbye, Miss Gordon.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye, Valerie.
Goodbye.
Thank you for your time.
Hello, Mary...
Mary Scott. Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
Yes, you're a reporter.
Yes. What do you do?
I'm a teacher. This is Sydney Shorn.
I'm happy to meet you.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
We're both teachers.
Wonderful. Goodbye. Thank you for your time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Au cours de cette leçon, vous avez appris à dire au revoir, goodbye, et à remercier des gens qui vous ont aidé. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. Goodbye and thank you for your time.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
Fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest with me.
Je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue à tous.
And welcome, Dan. We're very happy to see you. And you
happy
can find
you
us.
Too.
Thank you. You can
You're
find us.
Old show.
You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook, Anglais Télé. And you can listen to our little video lessons over and over as you need to. Today, we are going to talk about a subject which is close to Daniel's heart. You see how physical I am?
Oh,
close
right.
to his heart.
And to yours, too.
And to mine, too. We both love to travel. Let me dress up again.
Yes.
Okay, we're not traveling
and,
outside.
And everybody out there likes to travel.
I think everyone loves to travel. And so we're going to break it down. We're going to start with the simplest form of travel. And I think everyone knows what that is. Let's start with Dan. Let's tease him and see if
How
he,
about walking?
Walking. Sorry, microphone. Walking is the most simplest way to travel for a human being, that
right.
is. Right. We walk on our feet, on our legs. Do you like walking, Dan?
Yeah, I like walking.
Oh, he doesn't sound like he loves walking. I love walking.
I don't walk enough, but I like walking.
Okay, he doesn't walk enough, but he likes walking. I love walking. Walking can be for leisure, you know, if you like to walk, to stroll, or for exercise, and that means, you know, you're really walking very fast.
Especially overseas when I'm walking.
Ah, he likes to walk overseas. This is also vocabulary linked to travel.
Right.
Overseas means over the seas. So
away from America.
Away from America, for Dan, that is.
Right, yeah.
Maybe for someone in Mali, overseas
would
is...
Would be here.
Exactly. All right. So let's go to the next simplest form of transportation or movement. And I put down here... Bicycle. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and I
A lot of bicycles in the world.
A lot of bicycles. In fact, in some countries, the bicycle is really major.
It rules.
It rules.
Nobody can afford gas.
I know.
Traffic
jam. Bicycle, you just need your two legs, right?
Yes.
And two wheels, a good bicycle.
In some countries, there's millions of bicycles.
I know, like in China, right?
Oh, no.
They're all, you know, at a bus stop.
In a lot of Asia.
A lot of Asia uses bicycles.
Bicycle
and Africa, too.
Deal. Oh, yeah.
I grew up with a lot of bicycles where I grew up in Kenya. A lot of bicycles. Okay, so we've covered two modes of transportation, walking, biking.